You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast with Alex Stone and Andy Holding with you to guide you through the best of Saturday's action. And what a Saturday we've got in store as well. Action at Ascot, Haydock, Hexham, Lingfield and Nottingham during the day. Thirsk and Warwick in the evening. And there's also a card over at Gowran during the afternoon as well to look forward to. Some fantastic action. Something for everyone. We've got jumps and flat as well. And I'm joined by my favourite podcaster, Mr. Andy Holding. Hello, Andy.
That's very nice of you to say, sir. My favourite... Interviewer,
good.
Presenter.
Good, it's turned into a love in this already.
Yes,
it's quite
nice.
I say favourite just because I talk to you the most, and it's probably politest to say so. Tomorrow, Ascot, Haydock, Lingfield, big races at all three tracks, and really, it's sort of a different weekend, isn't it? Because Haydock still, they've obviously got a mixed card. Mm. It is very much the last stage, I know the jump season finished, but it's the last stage of any quality jumping, if you like, for some time.
Yeah, until we get the... good racing at Market Raisin, the Summer Plate, etc. This is the last big chance for these handicappers to run for a good pot. A lot of them have been saved for the race, kept on the go, etc. And they'll have a different feel to them than many of the bigger meetings when, like the softer winter ground horses have been prepared, especially for races like the County Hurdle, etc. But the one thing we should say and mention before we go any further is that Haydock is supposed to get quite a bit of rain through the course of today as we speak. So current ground conditions, which are good to soft, could end up being considerably more testing when punters pick up their newspaper in the morning and start looking at the form.
We're calling this just after midday on Friday. Yeah. So as things stand, it's decent ground, but anything could happen, as we know with the British weather as it is at the minute. We've had a good week at Chester. As I say, we're calling this before Friday's action. I do like the meeting at Chester, purely from a punting point of view. It's not easy, but it's, you can rule so many out, can't you, Andy? Fundamentally because of the draw.
Yeah, the draw probably hasn't had as massive an effect as it has at certain meetings, largely due to the ground. It's brought other horses into the play. The ones who have been drawn low have gone off too fast, and we've had a hell of a lot of horses coming off the speed down the middle of the track on the unpoached ground at the cutaway point, as we saw yesterday. Tactics have been very much seen to good effect from those that have been ridden off the speed. Mm. So it's been a very unusual Chester meeting where normal low-numbered front runners haven't dominated.
The winner of the big race yesterday, the Chester Vars, was Hans Holbein for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. Another Aidan O'Brien winner at Chester. He does very, very well there with the few that he does send over. His horses that have won the Chester Vars in recent years haven't gone on to win the Derby, but Hans Holbein looks like he will be going there. Would you give him any chance?
I'd certainly give him a good place chance. He looks a strong stayer, which is a massive plus. We know he's a well-balanced horse. He handles a bit of cut. If there is a bit of rain at Epsom, he'd be fine. Ruler of the World won that trial before.
Oh, sorry, he did, yes.
Yeah, so it's not all doom and gloom. And Orchestra, who's a good horse in his own right, landed the prize last year. So he does run a decent type in it. He stepped up markedly from winning a maiden the time before. Mm. Beating a horse at Dermot Wells called Valbeck quite comfortably, and he beat a good field in a good time. So he's a player.
Okay.
And Aidan O'Brien's got a lot of horses of a similar nature in this year. I don't think he's got any superstar unless JF Kennedy or Giovanni Canaletto do something between now and the Derby.
Okay.
He looks one of the most solid ones.
Apologies for that. That was a bit of an oversight by me. Ruler of the World did win it.
And you had the Racing Post in front of you, and I didn't.
I did. I just can't read. I think that's the issue here. Yeah, won the Chester Vars in 2013, then went on to win the Derby. Treasure Beach in 2011 won the Chester Vars and was second in the Derby. As for the Derby betting, Jack Hobbs 5-1, Zorak 7s, 8s for Elm Park and John F. Kennedy, 10s for Giovanni Canaletto and Highland Reel, 12-1 Ulbine River, 14s for Christopher Marlowe, Grey Lion and Jamaica. Christopher Marlowe, of course, running in the Derby trial at Lingfield that we'll get to in just a moment, and 20-1 for Hans Holbein. So certainly a fair each way bet.
Definitely, yeah. Like I say, if you haven't had a bet in the Derby and you're looking for something that A is definitely going to run and is proven in a respected trial, he'd be one that you should perhaps have a look at. I think he'll go shorter in the betting as other horses die away between now and the first week in June.
Okay. Right, we'll move on to the racing then, because we've got four fantastic races to look at. We've got the Oaks trial and the Derby trial from Lingfield. Then we're going to look at the Swinton Hurdle from Haydock and the Victoria Cup from Ascot to finish off. A nice easy one to close the podcast there. The 220 from Lingfield then is the Oaks Trial Stakes, a filly's listed contest over almost a mile and a half. 11 runners down to go to post here, Andy. And likely short price favourite is Wedding Vow for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore. Could be another big race victory for them. But yet to win Wedding Vow. That would put me off a little bit at a really short price.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah. I mean, everyone's going to look at the form now, aren't they? And it's there for all to see. She was the only one that could lay a glove on Legatissimo in that listed prize at Garen on her last start. The feature of that race is the two of them pull well clear. And they pull well clear of several good yardsticks as well, most notably Carla Bianca, who was a 4-5 favourite on the day and was only fourth, beaten quite a way. And Legatissimo, of course, enhanced the form in the best possible fashion by winning the Oaks itself. That obviously gives Wedding Vow a significant advantage form-wise, despite the no-win scenario attached to this filly by Galileo. She looks a quite well-balanced type as well. You need to be as well to handle Garen. There's a sharp bend into the home straight before it levels out. And, you know, with the Aidan O'Brien team continuing to thrive in these kind of events, she sets a very high standard for the others to, reach. And I think she'll probably be around about the even money mark without seeing the prices.
OK. Do you think she'll take the beating?
I do.
Does she get your vote?
She does, yeah. I think Ophelio's a nice filly. I think she's one to look at. Daniel Kubler's run her twice. She's been victorious on both occasions at Wolverhampton on an artificial surface. She's a big scopey filly. And I think she could improve, despite her rating only in and around the 80 mark. And she probably have a stone to find on what she's already done. I think she's the type that could ruffle one or two feathers.
Okay. But the O'Brien horse is the pick.
Yeah, Wedding Vow's the choice.
Okay, in the Oaks trial. The Derby trial is next up, coming up at 2:55 from Lingfield. Once again, almost a mile and a half the trip. Only five runners going to post. And a standout contender here, Andy, in Christopher Marlowe. Unbeaten so far for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori. This looks a penalty kick.
Well, yeah, it does to many, yeah. And looking at the prices, I think he's going to be about a 4-7, 1-2 shot. A lot would expect him just to go down and come back. But he's up against a horse, so I've got quite a bit of time for him. And I think I need to alert everyone of this horse, Kilimanjaro, who did nothing as a two-year-old, looked very green and backward. Could only manage 6 of 16 in a Garen maiden, but stepped up market on that when he was up to in trip. And when he ran at Dundalk last time out in a very fast time, I know that might have been only a 4-5 runner race, but they were in a good gallop, and I like the way he powered his way to victory that occasion. Stuck his head down, looked a real out-and-out galloper that would appreciate a further step up in trip. And on the figures, he actually, on my numbers, he hasn't got that as much to find as the market position suggests. Yes, Christopher Marlowe sets a good standard. We know that because he's already won a conventional trial in a quick time, and he's already proven going down a hill. Epsom, Lingfield, very similar, aren't they? But I think this will be a lot closer in the race itself than the betting beforehand.
Okay. How would you play it? Are you going to go for Kilimanjaro to win? Would you play the forecast?
I would probably back Kilimanjaro each way if I could get 5-1, because I think he'll beat Bartholomew fair, and the other two, I think, have got a mountain to climb. So at the very worst, I think he'll finish second.
Okay, so Kilimanjaro, a fairly confident pick in the Derby trial for a bit of value there. Ryan Moore and Aidan O'Brien once again. Next up is the 3:25 from Haydock. It's the Swinton Hurdle, a Grade 3 contest over 2 miles. We've got 17 runners down to go to post here, Andy. These Potemps Network Handicap Hurdles, they're all always very, very competitive. You get the same horses turning up time in, time out against each other, and a different outcome nearly every time. What do you think is going to win this one?
Well, the market's very much set in stone with those that have been fancied and well-backed throughout the week, largely expecting good or good to soft ground at the very worst. But as I said on the start of the podcast, we are going to expect a significant ground change in the next 24 hours. How much rain comes at Haydock? Time will only tell. Of course, we get a chance to look at that as Chester run their card on Friday afternoon as we speak. whatever falls at Chester will basically be falling at Haydock. So you can probably gauge by the weather conditions on the Rudy what we're going to get a little bit further down the road. Obviously, Cheltinian has to be high on the shortlist. He was a good winner of the Scottish Champion Hurdle, but that was on a better surface than he's encountered on Saturday. That said, he has got plenty of soft ground form, including when second in the big race at Newbury behind Violet Dancer. So he's probably the solid one, given whatever conditions are likely to be thrown at him. I think the Irish Raider's an interesting runner, the Plan Man. He was well fancied the other day at Punchestown, only to unseat his ride at the fourth. But you go back to his run the time before at Fairy House when he was fourth to the subsequent winner, Some Article, and that would also represent solid handicap form. And, of course, we know that Tony Martin's also in great nick as well. So those are the two that I'd be looking at this very early stage. The Scottish Champion Hurdle winner, Cheltinian, doesn't matter what conditions either way, and also the Plan Man as well.
Okay, fair enough. The final race that we're going to look at is the 3:45 from Ascot. It's the Victoria Cup, a heritage handicap over 7 furlongs, with 29 of them down to go to post, Andy. This is essentially equine bingo, is it not? It's a very, very difficult race to call.
I'll be amazed if they're down about 12-1 the field in the morning. A maximum field, obviously draw is going to be a major issue. They're not going to get too much rain at Ascot, so the ground should be absolutely ideal. What you're normally looking at essentially is horses that have run well at these kind of events before. Track specialists often come back time and time again. So you're looking at the likes of Outback Traveller, course and distance winner. Heaven's Guest, he's a solid performer at the track. You've got American Hope, who disappointed last time out but has got some good form at Ascot. Chill the Kite, Ningargo. These are the kind of horses that come back here time and time again and likely to give you a good run for your money. Away from the obvious, there's one horse I think that could easily run well in a race like this, and that's Imel. He was a good winner and a very fast time at Haydock on his second start this season. In the blinkers first time, he sived his way through the field to win by an easy 3.25 lengths, beating some very good handicappers such as Professor Lincoln, Alexandro, etc. And then he went to Goodwood last week. I got an horrific run through up the rails when he was trying to get a clear run. He got the door slammed in his face. He couldn't recover in time, but he only got beat a couple of lengths in finishing fifth behind 50 Shades of Grey. Again, another very strongly run race. The only thing we don't know about Imel is his ability to handle Ascot. If he does, then he's got a great chance. He's drawn right in the middle, which will give his pilot a good option to go either way, depending on how the way the draw pans out. So even though he's yet to run at Ascot and goes against the grain for me to tip him, I think at round about 20-1, Imel would make some kind of appeal.
OK, Imel, the pick in the Victoria Cup. Just interesting, Kieran O'Neill keeps the rides. Richard Hughes riding one for David O'Meara. Do you think Kieran O'Neill's... Is it just the fact that he gets on well with Imel?
Yeah, that could be something to do. Obviously, he won on him at Haydock. And, you know, connections are looking to keep that continuity together. Mm. So it's not exactly a negative, is it?
And it wasn't really his fault at Goodwood, was it?
Not at all, no.
He was just penned in and just couldn't go anywhere.
Hostage to fortune, yeah. As often happens at Goodwood when you're trying to get a run at the inside rail.
That is true. OK, then can you spin us through your four fancies for Saturday? A fantastic Saturday as well, Mr. Holding.
I'll do my very best, I can remember. Yeah, Wedding Vow, I think, will take all the beating in the Oaks trial at Lingfield, followed by Killerman Drive from the same stable in the Colts version. We then go to Haydock. Two against the field will be Cheltinian and the Plan Man, and then last but not least, ML could give us a good run for our money from an each way perspective in the Victoria Cup.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.